Hospital emergency rooms are on the front lines in saving lives during the opioid crisis. Now some ERs in western Massachusetts will be getting an additional resource. State funding will support specially trained peer advisors known as recovery coaches who will be based in hospital emergency rooms where they will work directly with patients to guide and encourage them to kick their drug habits. Democratic State Senator Eric Lesser at Bay State Medical Center in Springfield Tuesday announced $120,000 has been earmarked for a pilot recovery coach program. He said it will pay for two full-time positions.
My hope is that we will get this up and running. We'll get those two recovery coaches into these emergency rooms, and they will help save lives.
Lesser said the initiative is modeled after programs in eastern Massachusetts and in other parts of the country where recovery coaches intervene with overdose victims in the emergency room, offer emotional support, motivation, and a connection to post-discharge services.
We have the medical professionals, we have the doctors and the nurses. These are people who are specifically there to be a shoulder, to lean on, to help coach a person through their recovery process, to be that emotional and peer support network necessary to make that decision to seek help.
The program in Western Massachusetts will be developed by the Center for Human Development and Behavioral Health Network and will operate out of Bay State's emergency department. Dr. Niles Ratliff, chairman of emergency medicine at Bay State, said the number of heroin overdose cases at the hospital has tripled in the past year.
So we share in your desire to manage these particular patients and help them with their struggles with this addiction problem. A scarcity of our resources to combat this problem is one of our biggest hurdles.
Under the state's new opioid law, hospitals are required to offer emergency room patients a substance abuse screening, but addicts cannot be held against their will for treatment.
It actually makes a huge difference when someone who is a peer, who has gone through the process already, is able to counsel a patient as opposed to me. When I show up in a white coat and a stethoscope and say, hey, you really ought to consider this.
Justin Mell, Director of Recovery and Peer Support Services at Behavioral Health Network, said recovery coaches are encouraged to be creative.
So recovery coaches are free to explore lots of different avenues that support recovery that have been found to be helpful. That includes the traditional services, which we know are the AA and NA services. But on top of that, they're able to encourage exercise, take a look at spiritual paths, really out-of-the-box thinking they're able to implement and partner with people in finding the supports that they're looking for.
Mel said the people hired to be emergency room recovery coaches in the program will first be trained in a 40-hour classroom program. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.